Sports, as promised. We start this third hour by having a conversation with the driver of the number 11 car for Joe Gibbs Racing, JGR. He won the Daytona 500 yesterday by 0.014 seconds, the first driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500s since 1995. His third Daytona 500 win overall, six wins last season. He reached the championship four race. The NASCAR Cup Series heads out west for its annual three-race West Coast swing beginning Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400, 3:30 p.m. on Fox. Quick reminder, for tickets or more information, you need to go to NASCAR.com/tickets. Denny Hamlin is my guest. Denny, it's nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Good. Listen, there's a lot to talk about, and I want to get to your win and the history that you made last night, but everybody knows that Ryan Newman is in serious condition right now. He is expected to survive his injuries. I know that you did not know about the severity of that crash when you first crossed the line and you had unplugged from your radio. What was your reaction when you did hear about the crash?
Yeah, well, so bad, for one. I can tell you that. We went out there, and I kind of just did it there in the grass, but it was well before I knew anything. So, obviously, crashes happen all the time at the end of the Daytona 500 and a lot of races in general. But, we definitely didn't know the severity of it until afterwards. So, definitely still thinking about Ryan and his whole family. So, that's our main concern still at this point.
Denny Hamlin, my guest, I was going to say to you, as a driver, you know how dangerous it can be, especially on that track. So when you hear that he is expected to survive, what kind of thoughts and feelings do you have? What's it like to hear that?
Yeah, I mean, it's great news, obviously, and things are, the news is getting encouraging, and that's a good thing, and we're just happy that, all the safety equipment and everything worked out the way that it should, and, he kind of hit in a, the worst case possible scenario where you get turned upside down and then you get ran into kind of right into the roof. That's probably the most vulnerable spot of the car. So we're very fortunate, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery.
Denny Hamlin joining us. So obviously that life can be very complicated. It is very dangerous. This is playing out, and we know this, and you certainly want to acknowledge that. And so it's good news that he's going to recover, and these are not life-threatening injuries. Now, you become the first driver since 1995 to win back-to-back titles at Daytona. What does it mean to hear that and to make that history?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. I don't even know, how to put it in perspective at this point. I haven't had a lot of time to let it sink in, being it just happened yesterday, but definitely look forward to the time where I can kind of relax and kind of look at the highlights, think about how it all went down, and think about the great accomplishments that we had.
Denny Hamlin joining us. Now, that was the second closest race in Daytona history behind your win over Martin Truex Jr. back in 2016. So what was going through your head on that final lap?
Well, I mean, I was leading at the white flag, and the problem with that, and you would think that that would be the place that you want to be, but we were the lone Toyota. There were seven Fords that were right behind me, and I knew they were going to kind of gang up on the back straightaway there. So they did. They passed me, and then I got hooked to the rear bumper of Brian Blaney, and I knew my best opportunity was to push him towards the lead and then let those guys fight it out. Hopefully I kind of picked up the pieces, and that's kind of the way it played out. We were able to make a great side draft there right at the line, kind of the slingshot pass, one and a close one.
Denny Hamlin going back-to-back, three in the last 5 years, in fact. And Denny, I wonder, was there ever a point in time, when you laid out the challenge in what you were dealing with yesterday, was there ever a point in time where you thought, it's just not meant to be today, it's not going to happen? Or, because you previously won such a close race there, did you believe you'd find a way deep down?
Well, I thought when I took the white, I thought I got a great shot. 10 seconds later, I'm on the backstretch, and they're motoring by me. I'm thinking, this is not good. I'm not going to win this. But as soon as I got latched on in turn three to Ryan Blaney's back bumper, I'm like, I'm going to send him somewhere. So we linked up. We pushed towards the lead, and I just barely had enough speed there right at the line to get him.
So, Denny, back-to-back titles for the first time in a long time, three in the last 5 years, as I mentioned. How do you explain the level of success that you have had in this race?
I can't. I mean, I keep thinking that we are defying odds. I mean, you know, there's so many wrecks that happen in the Daytona 500, especially over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. And, you know, we just find ways to make it to the end with a shot to win. And we've been in this position now for, you know, 3 or 4 years in a row, being, you know, contending for the race win. We won three of them. And just, it's been a heck of a run. I really can't explain other than, you know, I feel like I'm a student of the game. And, you know, there is a lot of skill that goes into, you know, being a good super speedway or plate racer, as they call it, at Daytona. And, it's just something that I've kind of latched onto.
Denny Hamlin joining us for a few more moments. I understand also that it's still sinking in, but when you make that point that you're a student of the game, like, how much have you grown as a driver, even in the last few years, as you've been dominating at Daytona?
All the time. I mean, they changed the rule package really this year from last year. It's a completely different, you know, aerodynamic package. So, you know, drafting is not just drafting. Like, you have to adapt your drafting style based off of how the car reacts. So I go to work on it. I learn a lot. I feel like I keep a lot of good notes, and it's equaled success so far.
You're a student of the game. Now, Denny, what about the weather delay and the postponement? How did you and the team go about approaching that delay and the postponement from Sunday to Monday?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit difficult, but it's something that, you know, you can't control. So you, as an athlete, you got to be ready at all times. And we knew some weather was coming, and we had the entire next day to kind of prepare and get kind of stretched back out again, get refocused right around lunchtime to go back green yesterday at 4 o'clock. So it was a lot easier than kind of restarting in the morning, in my opinion, because we had some time to kind of prepare. But overall, you know, delays are just part of what we do. It's one of the few sports that, you know, when it does rain, it puts things at a pause.
Yeah, I've got to ask you, because you're in it, it's probably tough to have a perspective, but that win gives you three, and the only other guys with at least three wins at Daytona are Jeff Gordon, Dale Jarrett, Bobby Allison, Cale Yarborough, and Richard Petty. I mean, absolute legends of the game. Has it sunk in yet that you're now a part of that group?
No, I still don't feel like I'm a part of that group. I mean, you're naming legends. You're naming Bird, Magic, Jordan. I mean, these guys are the best. And so I feel like I'm just kind of, you know, an odd name on that list. But, you know, I definitely don't take it for granted everything that we've got done.
Now, your crew chief, Chris Gabehart, told you before the race started on Sunday that it had been 25 years that somebody had repeated since then. In fact, he said he talks all the time about how you can make history. It's just up to the team to go out and do it. How much does that ability to make history motivate you? Is that part of your approach?
It is. I mean, you know, my crew chief, Chris Gabehart, does an amazing job of keeping me motivated and putting the stats in front of me and saying, you know, here's what we can do. Let's go get it. You know, let's go to work and get it done. So I can appreciate someone that, you know, stays on me to keep that motivation. It's easy after 15 years of doing this to, you know, kind of take your foot off the gas, so to speak. But, you know, we've been full at it now, and he's definitely the guy that keeps me going.
All right, so yesterday was the big win. Today you're doing some media, handling some business, and then you got to quickly shift your mind from winning the Daytona 500 to focusing on coming out here, coming out west, and running at Las Vegas on Sunday. Have you thought about that yet, and what kind of transition do you have to make?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a quick transition. I mean, I've already got notes in my mailbox that, like, things I've got to, you know, start studying for this weekend's race. So, I mean, the work never stops for us. It's no different than, you know, being on an NFL team or any other baseball team. There's a game tomorrow, there's a game next week that you got to prepare for as soon as your event's done today. So we're going to enjoy it. I'm going to get back home this evening, try to enjoy it with family and try to unwind a little bit, and then it's off to work tomorrow.
He is the driver of the number 11 car for JGR. Third Daytona win overall. The NASCAR Cup Series heads out west for its annual three-race West Coast swing. It starts Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The Pennzoil 400 at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. Again, tickets and more information, NASCAR.com/tickets. Denny, it's great to have you back. Congrats on the win, and really nice to have you on the show.
All right, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You too.
Thank you.
Great talking to you, Denny. Thanks so much. Back-to-back Daytona 500 champion, three times in the last 5 years. And I made the point at the very top, there was some criticism of he and the team for celebrating that win. They had no idea. They had absolutely no idea the severity of Ryan Newman's crash, obviously, or they would never have been celebrating that moment. They had no idea. There was so much going on. It was so chaotic. It happened so quickly. And believe me, these guys more, and you listen to Denny Hamlin, and you know he's all class.